Welcome to the Space of the Art. My name is Louisa Gibb. I'm the founder of Flat Space Art. This is a new podcast that we're just launching. And I just would like to say thank you very much for listening and tuning in. I've just come back from Cebu, Cayman, with my daughter Scarlett. And I thought it would be really good to share what actually happened there as our first podcast. So I just want to start by saying that the man who organised it was a gentleman called Jason Feltz, and he was funded by Richard Branson, and he just did the most epic job. It's pretty much been said by everybody that Cebu put the fire out on the Fire Festival. It has already turned into one of the most iconic festivals you need to go to. And I think, I don't even know how I quite ended up going there. What I know is that it just came to me a little while ago that I was listening to everything about Cebu, and I was completely intrigued with the idea of a Caribbean festival, and you know, the fact that it was designed to have a little bit of luxury in it. You know, I'm absolutely enthusiastic about art. I mean, everybody knows this about me. And, you know, I'm always looking to bring new things to our followers and, you know, our listeners. And I loved this. It was just bursting with art. Amazing. The lineup with the music was incredible. So I don't know quite how this came about, but I just had heard about Cebu, maybe because I'm in the art world and, you know, these sorts of festivals are always sort of being mentioned and so on. And I was completely intrigued. It was, you know, in the Caribbean, it was bursting with art, and the music lineup was absolutely incredible. You know, and let's face it, it was a little bit of luxury. So what's not to say no to? So before I knew it, you know, I'd organised it and we were off, and my eldest daughter Scarlett is luckily got all the same interests that I have, and you know, this is a time for her to talent spot with me, perhaps even, you know, fast forward a few years, become, you know, a future apprentice. Not sure she knows that, but it was in my mind, put it that way. So we arrived on a Thursday, and the festival actually is a two-day event. It starts on the Friday lunchtime and it finishes on the Saturday at midnight. We were absolutely beyond excited. Stayed in a really lovely hotel. I'll go into that a little later just to give you some ideas as to where you can stay, so it's dead easy, and where you would book Cebu tickets and so on. So moving on to the festival, just to give you an idea what it looked like, you walk in from the beach. I mean, just such a luxury therein lies. And you walk in from the beach, and the first thing you see is the most enormous art murals in play. They're actually going to be done over the next 2 days. So in between the music acts, which, by the way, the lineup was absolutely incredible. There was Deborah Harry, Blondie, Duran Duran, Sean Paul, Flo Rida. Oh my goodness, the list was long and it was just incredible. But what was so lovely for me is, and as you know, I'm art obsessed, just absolutely everywhere were these huge murals that were in progress and happening over the course of the 2 days. So you'd go and listen to a music act, and then you would just go and check out some art and so on. So before we did anything, Scarlett and I decided to get absolutely, completely sparkled up, ready for a rock festival. So we went to Sand Angels, and if anybody's on Instagram, please have a little look at our Flat Space Art Instagram, where you can see both of us just really getting into the mood of being at a festival. And it was just something really incredible to do. It's just clean, honest fun. And that's exactly what I'd say over the course of the 2 days the whole experience was. Amazing music, bursting with art. And, you know, it's something for everybody from whatever age you are, for you to enjoy. So moving on to the music, I've got to say, you know, I'm a major Deborah Harry fan. I mean, she's just an inspiration for all us ladies, isn't she? She's just the ultimate rock chick that's been entertaining us, you know, on and off for, what, decades, right? And she's just, yeah, she's just really great. She was singing Call Me and Hanging on the Telephone, which are, you know, her most iconic ones. Duran Duran were the ones who finished the whole festival on the Saturday night. Because you just can't beat it, can you? Wild Boys. I mean, we all remember Wild Boys, right? So, yeah, it was just brilliant. Flo Rida got the crowd really going. He was just absolutely brilliant, as was Shaggy. You know, of course, he's just so good at what he does, isn't he? You could just go and check out the art. And what I loved about it was there was all sorts of art there, all different types of mediums. And I really have to applaud the art director, Amanda Lynn, at the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands. She was the one who curated the art, and she really did a great, great job. So the artists were a lineup of international artists and also local ones, which I thought was incredibly important. This is very true to Cayman. The Montreal-based artist Jason Botkin did this absolutely enormous mural over the course of the 2 days, and he's on Instagram as @robotkin, K-I-N. So go check out his work. He was really very good. Also, there was another massive mural that was being done as well by Paola Delphin. Her Instagram was @Paola, P-A-O-L-A, _Delphin, D-E-L-F-I-N. As I was saying, she developed it over the course of the festival. And she literally started it with just an outline to be completed, you know, as a black and white mural. And I just kept on thinking, is she going to add some colour to it? But she didn't. And that was the beauty in it. It really didn't need it. It was absolutely beautiful. Paola is a Mexican artist, and she uses the female form and a split face. And it's like a swirling, lush foliage. I hope I've explained that well. As I was saying, it is on her Instagram and it is on my Instagram as well. So the artists were there to be talked to, which was just so nice to sort of meet them and find out their inspiration and see, you know, why they were painting, what they were painting. And this was great. I was chatting to a local artist, Shane, and he's known actually for his stick work. So he was very, very cool. He's actually known on his Dready World website. He hasn't got an Instagram address, but he's on a website called Dready World. So on the first day of the festival, just heading back to the music, the person who really got the energy levels rising was Flo Rida. And he just took to stage and he just completely went for it. His music is just so well known, and I hadn't heard him for years. And he was just completely infectious. And it turned out to be one of my favourite performances of the whole festival. He just involved the audience. He got everybody up on stage. He was taking selfies. He got Branson up there, Richard Branson up there. And, you know, he was just up for a really good sing-along. So I'm very aware of not leaving your carbon footprint. And I think it's come from my experience with Burning Man in the Nevada desert. And I just wanted to say that I thought the Cayman Islands did this incredibly well. They had recyclable tableware and bottles, and you just would go and fill up your water bottles. So you weren't buying more, you know, water, you know, using more plastic bottles, and, you know, everything was just so well thought through. So, yeah, I just wanted to just say that. A couple of people asked me where I stayed. So, and how I got to the Cayman Islands. So you can do it on a completely luxurious basis. And you can also do it on a budget as well. You know, and both were absolutely great, because I think I did a really good mix of both. I flew by British Airways. I traveled cattle market, as they call it. You know, as I said to my daughter, we are going to the Cayman Islands. So, you know, there's nothing to complain about. And, you know, it's such a good flight, because you just stop in the Bahamas, one stop, and you just sit on the plane. I do recommend that flight, because you just don't get off the plane and then you take off again once you've refueled and you head into Cayman. Lots of hotels to choose from. We stayed in the Western Grand Cayman Resort and Spa. This is on the 7 Mile Beach. If you look at the map of the Cayman, Cayman is actually shaped like a dolphin. I do know that a lot of people stayed at the Kimpton Seafire Resort, which I didn't stay at, but I've heard of is extremely good. There's a number of Airbnbs you can stay in, and there's a number of motels around the 7 Mile area as well, which were everywhere was lovely. The food is excellent. There is no form of food poisoning, thank goodness, I have to say. I just want to also say to you as well, I'm not getting paid by anybody. I'm not being paid by Kaboo. I'm not being paid by any of the stores or shops or artists or anyone. You know, I'm just bringing you something that Scarlett and I experienced that we really, really enjoyed, and just sharing it with you, our listeners and our followers. You know, we just like to bring you really good things that we come across, and you know, really happy to recommend. Thank you very much for tuning in to our podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Next in, we have got the royal photographer to the royal family, Samir Hussein. We're going to be interviewing him, just chatting with him and asking him what it's like to photograph the royal family. He travels with them and he's with them a lot of the time. So I think it'll be a really good podcast. So thank you again, and please subscribe if you've enjoyed this this podcast. Okay, bye. We'll be right back.